something.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Hello.
Okay. Let's see everybody. Let's open this up just in case. It's an advanced apology. The South Africans and Australians are watching some sort of thing that involves grown-ups whacking each other in a some sort of air-filled object. Not sure which one, but one of the ones that they get excited about. It could be soccer, football, other soccer. Australians have a third type of soccer called Australian football, which is also different. So it's one of the above, but they're down the hall and they're very excited. So I apologize in advance for the extensive background noises you're going to hear. You hear that? They're very happy. Something good happened. Or something bad happened. Okay. Should we get started? Let's get started. You should get started. Getting started is good. And also, can you guys see the blackboard in back of me? Yeah, sort of, maybe. Okay. We may or may not use it. Just it's there, just in case we need it. Okay. So, just get our bearings, right? Last year was about when you write a get with the tanai written into the get itself, okay? And we saw a bunch of different sheet. That was the Gemara we have on Daf Pedalet on Bet, right? Kaso v'tocho, Amar of Safra, kiso v'tocho tanan, right? And then we went into different options. Why it is that we find having a tanai inside of a get problematic, okay? So there's a whole, right, different, first there's the Machlokas Amoraim, whether the issue is fundamentally a gzeira or whether it's really the tanai itself is a problem. And that was the machlokas between Rav Zeira and Rava. And one of the shitos that we saw that was very interesting to us is the idea of the miyuchas ritva, who's really Rabbeinu Graskus. I'm just usually going to call him the ritva because that's the appropriate nomenclature, but technically it's Rabbeinu Graskus. And he says that what happens when you're kosher to get with a tanai inside of it, it's not considered lishma. Right, his exact lashon. Let's see if I'll pull it up so I have it here. His exact lashon was, where did I put him? In kaso betocho, afu pisha chazar, umachko paso, the havale kiget shenichtav shalo lishma. Right, it's as if the get was written shalo lishma. Right, which automatically raised our antenna, because why should that be, right? What do we know about Lishma? So if you look at our the Mishnah about Lishma, what's this one? Yeah. Right? Kigach ish isha u'ba'ala v'yam lo matzachim v'einav. This is the psukim. Just start from the very beginning. Kimatza b'ayar bas davar. V'kasav la sefer krisos v'natzam b'yada v'shulcha mi'beita. And he has to write a sefer krisos for her. And he has to give it to her, and Mushalcha Mibeta. So the Gemara in Daf of Dalid, and the Mishnah says, Kol get sheniftav sholo l'shem isha, pasul, kesad, haya over b'shuk b'shama kol sofrin, mekaren ish ploni, megarish is plonis, makon ploni, v'amar zeshmi v'zeshi nishki, pasul garish vel. Right here is someone writing a practice get. So the get is going to be pasul because, right, you know, it's not written l'shma. Yes, or mikain. Kasav l'garish is ishto b'nimlach. Matza ben iro v'amar lo shmi kishimcha v'shem ishti kishem ishtacha. Pasul l'garish v'o. Okay. Yes, or mikain. Hayu lo shtei nashim v'shem oseim shavos. Kasav l'garish is gdola l'garish is k'tana. Yes, or mikain. Amar lo lav lo ksov v'izu sheretz l'garish. Pasul l'garish v'o. Okay. And one thing that's actually very interesting, right, is if you break these up, why do we need all three? Mosquito. Right, why do we need all three? Right, we have three different cases in the Mishnah. We have, he was walking in the shuk and he hears the sofer saying, oh, you know, tell me then, I want you to write this out, you know, see if you know what you're doing. The second case is someone else's get that he decided not to use. And the third is that he has two wives with the same name. So, you know, the question of whether or not the guy who wants to be Megaris, Asia Shehem Meirtze, and the guy who marries two wives with the same name, there could be a connection between that, right? It's running into, you know, efficiency. Clearly, it's easier to only remember one name. Okay, so why would each one of those be a separate chiddush? So if the Gemara actually goes through them, but just hypothetically, right, when you say something is not even a get, because the guy never actually wrote it as a get, right? Intuitively, that makes sense to us, I think, right? If you write psukim on a piece of paper, that's not going to be a sefer Torah, right? In order for it to be a sefer Torah, you have to have intent to be writing a sefer Torah, okay? So in terms of lishma, we know that if you write psukim on a paper, that's not a sefer Torah. If you write a sefer Torah, right, you have all the, you know, appropriate machshavos that would count. So similarly, here, if he's not been writing it as a get, it makes sense to us why it's not going to work. Okay. On the other hand, if it's written as a get, but for somebody else, why shouldn't that work? It should be a get, right? Mechanically speaking, it's just not written for him. So you say, okay, fine, it needs to be his get. Then furthermore, I have another case of it's actually written for him and for her, but it's not written for her. Sorry. Right? Because you need it to be lishma u lishma for both of them. Why would you have thought that each one of those is independent? Right? Potentially, that means that for each one of these is actually a separate, you know, piece of the puzzle. And I might have thought that I could have done without. Maybe I could have been fine with saying, you know, that we would care that it's written for him because he's the Megarish, but ultimately it doesn't really matter who is going to be given to. Right, so clearly we don't think that, but the fact that each one of these in the Gemara, or in the Mishnah, sorry, is something that we want to list out independently might already be informative. Okay, it's just like something to keep in mind. That's piece number one. Piece number two is when we talk about Lishma, right, what does that mean? Okay? And I don't know if any of you got a chance to see this, but in Rav Dani Wolf Sefer, right, he brings up a Hakira, which I think is actually very, very useful, but it's good because we're going to move beyond it very, very quickly. Rav Dani makes the Hakira. How much is Lishma here the same as in Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah, where you need an intent to make a Sefer Torah, Tefillin, right? Your intent is for it to be more than just the paper that it's written on, right? Its content gives it some sort of particular value versus something more than that, right? Well, we, in general here, we require it to not only be like a shtar, we need it to also be, right, miuchad for him and her. We seem to have a higher standard. How much is that true? Now, before we get into the particulars, right, why is it that we might theoretically be willing to accept the idea of it being a particular shtar din, right? We want to make it like a sefer Torah, that it's a get, but if that's true, then why do we need it to be more than that first case, right? We know that the practice get's not going to work because it's not a get, right? No one ever meant for it to be a get. But why isn't it to be a get for whoever has these names? Why is that a problem? And so I think Tolstoy really said it best, right? Happy families are all alike. Every unhappy family is unhappy in its own way, right? It's the quote from the very beginning of Anna Karenina. And I think he's really on to something, right? Every gerushin on a certain level is unique, right? You're undoing a specific marriage. In order to do that, the get actually needs to be specific, right? So before we can get into the question of, you know, of exactly how the Lishma falls out, what we are seeing from Lishma and what Lishma requires is that every divorce, every gerushin actually is unique and particular to the actual case at hand, right? I think it's really like Tolstoy really must have been learning Hilchos Gerushin when he wrote that. And he would have Hashas not, because of Goy and Tosaf from Tolan Torah, but he was on the right track. Or if you hold that, you know, there's Klazi Gerushin for Bnei Noach, Ayin Shom the Yushalmu we talked about, it's also a possibility. So it would fall under Limud of Sheva Mitzvos. Okay. Okay, fine. So the following, right? So we have two things now that we are aware of. One is that in order to have it be lishma, it needs to be l'shem ha'ish, l'shem ha'isha, l'shem di'ersh. Number one. Number two is that if you were to make a shtar, a get, al t'nai, that would not work, right? Because it's not lishma, at least according to the Ritva. Okay? So why is the fact that it would be al t'nai not going to be lishma? If we're talking about a Sefer Torah, tefillin, and mezuzah, ultimately, as long as you're aware and you're intending that this is a Sefer Torah, even if you're going to do it only al t'nai or whatever, ultimately you're making it a get, right? You know who it's for. You know what purpose it's supposed to serve. Okay? The fact that that would still be possible implies something, that there's something more going on than just lishma by Sefer Torah, tefillin, and mezuzah. Now, what's that mean? I would say lishma can serve two potential purposes. Okay? What? Any ideas? When we talk about lishma, what could it be? Right? Something has to be special. You have to do it lishma. So lishma could mean, like by Sefer Torah, what's it between, what, just like formula is in a more legal way, I guess? What does lishma do to Sefer Torah?
Means it was written correctly.
But more than that, meaning writing it correctly. Let's say I wrote it correctly. I did all the, it's got all the tagging
for the purpose of its use.
Right, but I'm saying, but why? Why does it need to do that? What does that give me?
Shave Sefer Torah.
Yeah, but I'm saying, well, good. Just say that a little more precisely. But yeah, exactly that.
It acknowledges that you're writing it for the Sefer Torah, so it puts the writing that you're writing on like a higher level, the level of a Sefer Torah. Gives it like an extra status of Kedusha.
Right. Well, I would say that it gives it more legal. It gives a certain, extra legal, extra physical status to the paper. Right. I have a paper. Right. Stuff's written on it. Right. This is not a piece of paper. This is a whiteboard. Right. But in theory, if this was a piece of paper, this would be a piece of paper with writing on it. Then, what I want it to be, right, I need to add the glowy factor, or in Gershon, it would have to have a dark foreboding presence, right, it'd have to be like dark and scary. Can you see that, by the way? Yeah, sort of, right? I want it to be more than just, right, I want it to be more than a paper, so I'm giving it some, right, I'm giving it either extra physical or legal properties. It's not only ksav, it's not only writing, it's also, right, all the little glowy tendrils about it. So in the case of a Sefer Torah, that's going to be kedusha, that's going to be Sefer Torah and not simply, right, words on a page. When it comes to a get, let's say that would be, it's no longer just a piece of paper that says, we're through, right? It's a formal legal document, right? So it'd be legal and a get. And it would be, in Sefer Torah, tefillin, and mezuzah, it would be something, more in the terms of kedusha. That's one option, right? Why does this seem to fall short of the definition by a get? In order to do that, right, what would you pashtus need in terms of like our Mishnah? The Mishnah was just read.
The first example that you're writing a get.
Exactly, right? If it's for practice, it's not a get. But once it's a get, I should be fine. What we're clearly seeing is that it's more than just giving it extra physical status, giving it, right, more than the written word powers. What we're doing is something that has to be specialized in order for the ish and the isha who are getting divorced, right? We'll call it, you know, the anachronic side of the Fakira, right? This is now giving it special legal powers. The other side is to say that what we really want is it somehow makes it, it specialized.
I think that's like the very, very top of our viewing range. So we can see like half of that word.
Oh, man. Okay, I have two options. I can either tilt
perfect,
back.
Perfect.
But then we're going to have to lose some of the bottom, I think. Or I can make
that works.
Okay. Now, within this idea of, right, specialization, by the way, I'm going to end up like putting this all on the digital board at some point anyways. So this is mostly just so I can gesticulate and point, okay? So the more we talk about specialization, the more question becomes, what does that specialization give me, right? I know that it has to be specialized, and it has to be optimized, right? We know, based, and one good reason for that is the Tolstoy principle. But the question is, so one option, let's put this down already. Conceptually speaking, why would I specialize again? Because of the Tolstoy principle. Right? Tolstoy principle states that every divorce is unique, right? And every broken relationship needs to get broken in its own special way, right? Not every relationship can be broken up by throwing the Xbox out of the window, right? Some people play on PlayStations. Some people don't even have any game consoles for throwing out the window. Some people don't care if you throw their stuff out the window. And some people live on the ground floor, right? So you have no people with no Xbox. You have people on the ground floor. Right? Ultimately, in order to divorce, you actually need to sever a specific relationship between specific parties, right? And they're... The Gerushin is not simply a generic, you know, anti-Kinyan, right? We saw that Ishus has several different components. Gerushin also has different components, right? And the get needs to be optimized for those different components. Okay? So that's one option. What's the other option? And we saw this a little bit last year. A little bit, this is like a bit of a more ambitious approach to what our options are. Think back to the pasuk.
It has to be specialized for her, like, and him as people.
Yeah, that's already part of the, that's like a variation on Tolstoy. Give me like a good, more, you know, a good Yiddish asvar. And by that I mean like what I want people to say. Thank you, right? On the one hand, we have giving the get actual legal status. Then we have making the get, right, unique to the specific role that it's supposed to play here. Yeah.
But maybe it just doesn't work until it's designated. It's not a legal thing that you then apply elsewhere. It's just it doesn't exist as a legal entity until it's directed to a specific address.
Okay. That would be more on this side of the board. But yes, meaning that, but that would fit within here, right? I would say that in order to have to make a get, you would need to know who you're making it for. That actually, there's a Tosos who basically says exactly what you're saying, which hopefully we'll get to. Right, but I'm sort of thinking something that's on the opposite end of the spectrum. Just before we move on, actually, we'll mention Tosos now. Tosos has a point where he says that you can't do the Shema without Sivoy of the husband, because Isha lav the Gerushin omedes. Right? Because we don't assume that that she's going to be Nitgareshes. Right? What Tosos there is assuming is that theoretically you could. You don't need... Right, the Baal to say write a get in order to make a get. But until you have that, you just don't know, right? If you're not, she's not omed for Gerushin, so you just can't make a get, because you can't actually say, oh, this is gonna
this is going to do the job, because who says that anyone's going to be Mekadesh? Okay? So Tosfos actually says, there is a Tosfos, I would say, that says something like this, right? That's the Tosfos that says, right? He just says it's not. The problem is just, it's not really in the nature of the gerushin. The problem is more in the ability to make a get when there's no need to do so. I would say this is a get if not necessarily, right? No one's going to be mekadesh. Even on the other opposite end of the spectrum, just think you can throw out crazy thoughts.
I'll just say something, I don't know, but
yeah,
maybe it has to do with the fact that, like, it's like it's nothing to do with, like, the get itself or, like, the legal contract of the get, but it has to do with, like, the two of them, and, right, it's about, like, him doing things to her. It's like katav la. It's, like, very direct to her, but...
Okay, go ahead. Can you say, like, a little more? Just, like, take that. Just put it in slightly more legal terms, but yes.
Like, it has to do with, like, severing the ties between the two of them and, like, severing the relationship, then it has to do with, like, and, like, their unique relationship, then it does have to do with, like, a general legal, like, document. I don't know. Not sure.
Yeah, okay, so I think we'll just translate it into the pasuk, but the pasuk says, right, v'kasavla kilo matzachim beina v'katavla sefer plitut v'natan biyada v'shulchan beta, right? Already, when we're talking about the process of gerushin, the pasuk already says that the ksiva of sefer prisos is actually a part of the process, right? So it's more than just specialization, really. It's not that every get needs to be unique. It's that the writing of the get is actually part of the process. Already by writing a get, you're starting the gerushin process. Right? So what happens is that when we talk about, if you write a get and you put a t'nai in it, right? I can say that that's not going to work. That's not lishma. And the best way to explain that, I think, would be to say, it's all very nice and well that you want to write this get al t'nai, but either you're v'lo matzachim be'inav v'katav l'sefer k'tut or not, right? You can't do that stage. You can't make a get that's, I don't know. Now, the actual netina of the get, the giving of the get, you can do that, right? But if the get itself, the writing of the get, is part and parcel of the gerushin, it's the first stage, then, why did I write its part? Why might it not be the first stage? Didn't remember from Wednesday? Mentioned someone who says something. There's a, yeah.
It's the Chimatzaba Ervat Davar.
Right, but just remember there's a sheet in the Rishonim who mentioned something that, like, already predates the Ksiva of the Get for the start of Gerushin. Remember?
He has to, I don't remember exactly, he has to have a reason before he starts writing.
No, so the Rashbam, according to the Rashbam, the minute that he decides that he wants to get divorced, they already are partially unmarried. To the extent that he's no longer Yorish. Right? The Rashbam says, already when he decides to get divorced, there's already step one of gerushin, right? So now I'm saying that maybe according to Rashbam, the writing of the get is already stage two. Okay, so now if we look through the sugyas, I think we can sharpen this. Yeah, Tila.
So sorry, just to clarify, the idea that, you know, writing the get is part of Gurushin is a specialization and not extra physical legal property because it's not post facto?
One second. Correct. Meaning it's already starting something, right? By writing the get, you're actually doing something. It's not simply you're giving it properties, which will then be, you know, relevant to the Gerushin later on. But as you write the get, exactly, that's the main nafkamina. It's very good. I was going to tease it out of the shitos, but we'll just put it already on the board. The difference between these two, on its most basic level, is that here, when you start writing the get, the lishma is already active, right? The lishma is already doing something. Here, right, the relevance of the lishma is only post facto. Because the lishma isn't relevant, right? You've created an entity that can be used for gerushin, but nothing's happened yet.
Okay, so one more question. When you said that designating it specifically for her is an extra extra legal property, that would be in a situation where you write a template, you have a blank, and then you put her name in the blank because then it's not built into the get?
That's not true, right? We know that you have to write it for her initially.
So but why is that not built in a specialized sense?
So you have to say is that ultimately, right, until if really the legal property is theoretically there, you just have a problem in doing that because it's not really a get unless it's going to be used for gerushin. And it's not going to be used for gerushin unless there's someone who's going to be makayish with it. Right? As opposed to here, where we're already saying that the get by necessity needs, right, the shemesh, shemisha, right, needs to be specialized for them as part of its nature. Inherent in the legal properties is not that it's a get, but that it's A and B's get. Right? Meaning over here, what we're doing is we're trying to make it a get. Whose get is of secondary importance, right? Obviously, at the end of the day, you need that to be a problem because otherwise, right, it goes against the Mishnah. Or you could say, in a chanami, right, this side is wrong, right? I think a lot of the Rishonim don't like this side of the Rosh HaKira because, and this is really why we're going to mostly focus on these two options, because here it's very hard to explain why you need the Shemish and Shemisha, right? Why do you need the specific parents? You're just trying to make it a get instead of a piece of paper. One option is that a get needs to be megarish, and you can't just have a get that's in a vault. A Sefer Torah that's in a vault is still a Sefer Torah. You can still read it. You don't have to read it. It's still Eidos, right? A get that's not being used might not be a get at all. In which case, you can tie in that someone, it needs to be someone's get. It doesn't really need to be anyone specific, but unless you know that you're going to use it, it's a problem. Okay? Huge, interesting outcome of that could potentially be, let's say there's no relationship to disassemble, but you still know who you're going to use it for. What case, how can you have such a case? Let's say the guy wants to write a get before they actually get married. Okay, there's actually a discussion about this. We'll skip ahead to that just because why not? We have an opportunity to skip ahead. Okay, this guy's very idealistic. Let's try to put it in positive light. Okay, this guy's super duper idealistic, and he's like, you know what? We can solve all Aguna problems, but before anyone gets married, you already write a get. You already give it to a shliach to give it, right? And then the shliach is only supposed to give it if she wants it, okay? So let's say that's why he wants it, okay? Because he's a really good guy. So what if you had a preemptive get? Okay, so the Rambam says, "Amar l'sofer sof get l'plonis v'yia imi kisha esa'ena." Right, write a get so that when I get married, I can use it to be megaresh. V'nichta v'nasa v'girsha bo ino get. The Rambam says not a get at all. Why? Mipnei shelo ha'isa bas gerushin mimenu kisha nichta v'getze. Okay, I think this is a good lashon to put us over here. All right. At the time of writing, he couldn't be Megarisher. And if he couldn't be Megarisher, Nimza Shenichtav Shalol L'Shem Gerisher. Right? Why is the fact that he can't be Megarisher equal to it's not L'Shem Gerishin? Right? So the fact that you can't do it right, that you not can't do it right now means it's not L'Shma. I think the reason why is for the Rambam, right? Writing in the get is already part of the Gerishin, and therefore, right, let's just put it the Rambam over here. Therefore, you can't, right? Therefore, there's no get before marriage. Right? In terms of here, why not? Okay? And interestingly enough, here's Tosfos. What does Tosfos say? Ishu be'alma in get, afilu kasav bo zman de'achar nesuin, kiven im yadu l'garisha b'shasha asha'asa o shliach, v'nira l'ri. Okay? I mean, the Gemara basically says you can't do this. The Ri says, right, Ri Yitzchak of Dampierre, V'nir L'Ri, D'hainu davka l'man d'amar ein adam makna davar shelo balol. This is only according to the man d'amar that ein adam makna davar shelo balol. But if you held adam al-man d'amar makna davar shelo balol, heavy get to be yadu l'garsha, right? Meaning, as long as you say that you have, that we can, you can like do things in advance of, you can make a kinyan, in terms of the kinyan perspective, you could create the legal mechanism to perform something in the future, right, which is the sigya of makna davar shelo balol. Can you make a legal mechanism around something that hasn't happened yet, in preparation of something that hasn't happened yet? So from a legal mechanism perspective, says the Ri, right, he and Rebbe Tam, the greatest of the Baal Tosfos, he says, actually, right, I have no problem with that. Because as long as I know who's going to use it, as long as I know who's going to use it, that's fine. So it says in the Ri, right, in Tosfos, I can actually, right, I can write it again. Preemptively. Right? As long as you get around the technical problem of Ein Adam Makna Davar Shelo Balol. Okay, don't worry, we're gonna get that. I'm gonna put all this on like a proper board. Okay. So that's just already a crazy nafkamina between the two, right? As long as you think that it's about creating a get, and the only problem is that you need it to be for someone in order to write it, which is really what Tosos here seems to think, then you can do it, even if there's no marriage, which you're actually going to divorce, right? And even more so, there's no unhappy, right? There's no Tolstoyness. There's no unhappy marriage to be uniquely unhappy, right? They're not even happy yet. They haven't gotten married. Okay. Fine. So let's say, okay, another example. What about cancellation of a get? Okay. There's the whole sugya in the beginning of Hashaleach where you send a get and then you change your mind. And you say, Shliach after your Shliach, and you say, get shenatati lach batalu. Okay. So Shliach get leishta, v'niach v'higia v'shliach v'shelcha acharav Shliach. Okay? Can you then go and use the same get again in the future? Chozer Megarishba, or Eino Chozer Megarishba? Rav Nachman Amar Chozer Megarishba, Rav Sheshit Amar Eino Chozer Megarishba. Hilchasa Kabasi Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says you can reuse it, and that's the halacha. Wait a second. Iniva, Kamala and Halacha Kabasi Rav Yochanan, the Amar Chozeres, Achiyashta, Hasan Dir of Dibrahu, okay? So we say you can use it again. Then we say, wait a second, shouldn't it be batel? Right? Right? Dibor should be able to mevatel dibor, and we should be able to mevatel the get. In which case the get should be batel. It shouldn't be a get anymore. So you can't use it again because it's no longer a get. You removed its getness from it. Okay, it says Rashi, Chozer Megarish Bo, Im Nimlach Haba Lachzor Legarish Beget Shabitlo, O Inu Chozer Megarish, Mi Amrina Bato Gita Vahava Lekechas Bo, Odo Mashlichus of the Shliach Udebata. Okay, what are the two options? Who are we dealing with? What's the question here? Yeah, Ari.
Whether the get was batel or the shlichut was batel?
Correct, but what are the terminology that we're talking about? What are our options?
Not sure I understand what you mean.
Meaning, what are the two sadim of the chakira in Rashi? Also, you can cheat. You can look at the last Rashi, right? Shalei shlucho legarsha beget zed asi dibur vata dibur aval get shehu be'en ino nifsa. A little bit of a giveaway. I mean, what's the machlokas of Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes?
Is my machlokas of like whether or not you can like reuse like a get that you initially were mevatel.
That should be the machlokas, right?
Yeah.
But is that what Rashi seems to say it is?
No.
Right? That's exactly what, right. I mean, that's what I thought was obvious from the Gemara. I would have thought that's obvious, right? What's our machlokas? You have a get, right? Here's my phone. My phone is batel from being a phone. Is it still a phone? It's still a phone, right? It's a phone. I didn't change anything in it. Or I could say no, because if I take out the SIM card, it's not a phone anymore, right? It's just a computer. Okay, fine. I understand how you can argue about, on the one hand, can you, you know, if I just, I want to be mevatel the phone, on the one hand, it exists. On the other hand, right, it has whatever status it has. On the other hand, maybe I can't, right? Maybe it has some legal status that I can get rid of. Okay? What's interesting in Rashi is that Mi Amrina Batel Gita Bahav Leke Chaspa Odilma Shlichus of the Shliach Udebatel. Right? The question is, what are you going after? Okay? Which in first case sounds like if you are intending to be Mevatelet, right, it would work. The question is, what are you trying to do?
Yeah, or is there, are you trying to mevatel the get, or are you trying to mevatel the shlichus?
Right, but if you were trying to mevatel the shlichus, that would be fine. What's interesting at the end, Rashi says, "Oh, v'hachanehi." At the end, he's saying, "But the get, which is be'en, ain't on himself. Definitely wouldn't get him to mevatel because it's there." Right. The only question is whether you're being mevatel the shlichus or not. But the get is really untouchable. Tosfos asks a question. Ksivas get lishma hevi maisa. Tosfos says, ksiva of the get is an action. It's a maisa. Right? And as Shem pointed out, if it's a maisa, then you shouldn't be able to mevatel it. Just because you say something's not a sefer Torah doesn't make it not a sefer Torah. Right? You invested it with whatever legal identity it has. You made this not a paper, but a get. You can't stop that from being a get, right? The imkas of Adam Sefer Torah Lishma, Eino Yachol Lachzor Levatla. V'yesh Lomar, D'chol Zman Shelo Hagia Yuari Isha, Lo Chashav Gemar Maisa. So those here suggests that until it actually gets into our hands, it's not really a Maisa yet. Okay? Which I think already gives us the option of moving into the middle category. Tos is suggesting that fundamentally a get is a maisa, but until you actually use it, right, it hasn't actually been turned into a maisa. It just has the potential to be used. Right. So going back to what Tehila was talking about a few minutes ago, Tehila's question was, wait a second, is it that it's there and you have to put in, right, whatever extra unique particulars of the people? So it could be that Gufa Tosis is combining these two categories, right? He's saying, you take from this category, it's a extra legal document, a document with a legal significance beyond the words on the page, but you also need to give it that extra personalized aspect, and that's what makes it a maisa. And therefore, everyone agrees that you could be mevatel it before you give it, even though it's a maisa, because it's not really a maisa until you give it. Okay? Right? Right, the in bitlo beferosh here, just skipping out to the middle here. In bitlo beferosh, moder Rav Nachman debata. Says Tosos, the only machlokas is what is the Baal trying to do. But if he was trying to be mevatel, it would definitely be bata. Okay? Now this says that clearly we're dealing with something that it's not about giving it the legal status, because once it has that legal status, you can't be mevatel. So this Tosfos starts off over here, right, with the other Tosfos in. But what happens is that because of this issue, right, Tosfos basically has to move in to this box. Okay? Right? It's gotta be that it can't be batel until you do it, because it's what makes it get a get also is dependent on Tosis is on that one of these, right? You can be mevato. You can be mevato because ultimately it's not actually complete until you give it. Okay? On the other hand, what about the following question? Okay, another nafkamin which helps tease things out. Who can write a get? Okay, the more you think that a get is something, right, with legal significance, the more you're going to have trouble, you're going to say that it has, right, lishma. Clearly, lishma requires a gadol. Okay, what's the problem? The Mishnah says, ha-kol k'sherim l'chitov as a get, afilu chir shot v'katan, hisha kosev as a gita, ve'ish kosev as shiwaro, she'in kiyom ha-get el b'chosam. Says the Gemara, v'halav nei de'aninu, wait a second, but a katan is not a bardas. How can he do lishma? Right, he has adult supervision. What's the problem? It's all very nice that he has adult supervision, but he doesn't have das, right? If he's the one writing, how can he give it this extra legal significance? Okay, so Toso says, halav b'nei de'aninu. This is going to get into that's the sugya of Ede Mesira, Ede Chasima. We're not going to get into that yet. That's going to be a great sugya. We'll do that later. It says, if you hold Ede Mesira, then who cares? Because everything important happens at the Mesira. But according to Meir, lo chayish v'ksiva l'shma, m'shani v'kshay gado omer al-gabav. Other time, perakam d'chulin, v'kul shachtu b'achem ro'on o'san. That's just a case where the guy sees it, but he doesn't actually tell him what to do. Okay? Right? And the gadol teaches him to do it lishma. The im tomar, skipping down to the end, right, I don't get it. Right, he's still not b'nei shlichos. So how could they be the shliach of the husband to write the get? My mahani the gadol omer al gabav. The yesh lomar the lo ba'inan shlichos b'ksiva. You don't actually need shlichos for ksiva as a get. The v'kasav lav abalkai ala asofer. The sofer needs to write it lishma. V'adar mina and tzarech shiomar the sofer. That is k'day k'shalot ksiva haba lo chashav lishma. Okay. What's the issue? Right? So this is the Tosfos that says Isha Lav Gershin Kaima. But if you did know, once you know, even without Shlichos, you can make the get. Now, do you need Shlichos in order to write a get? It's a big machlokes. The Ramban said yes. Right? We saw that a few shiurim ago. What's the nafkamina? Why yes, why no? Why would you need shlichus, and why wouldn't you?
Shlichut in which part?
Why would you need shlichus to write the get? Meaning which? Why would you? Why might you need shlichus to write a get? Why? Why might you not?
I mean, if you're saying that it's like a legal document, then it doesn't necessarily need. Like, you don't necessarily need to be writing it because it's just like anyone could write it and that will like lend it its like legal status. But if it is really much involving you and you're the one who's like shaykh to it, then like you're the one who may need to dafka write it.
Exactly. Right? If it's part and part, if it's just about giving it this extra legal properties and making it a get and not a piece of paper, so then I don't need shlichos. In fact, if it's about Tolstoy, then what? I also don't need shlichus, right? I need to know that they have an unhappy marriage. I might even need the husband to tell me that they have a, that not only does it look like they have an unhappy marriage, but I'm unhappy, right? But ultimately, all right, I don't actually need shlichus, right? So no shlichus. Tosfos says no shlichus. Tosfos also says that what can I do? I can split between the shlichos of the, I don't need shlichos, and I can have an adult tell the kid to do it for these people. Okay? Why might that work? If it's about this, if it's only about this, we have a problem, right? I think we have a problem. I think it's very difficult to explain. Why? Because if you're katan, is supposed to be making something with extra legal properties. Who's making these extra legal properties?
Katan.
Right? But a katan is a katan. He's la bar das. The whole idea of these, right, these legal properties that are independent, pashtus is something that's a creation of das. Right? On the other hand, the more I think that what makes it what's specific to their get, the lishma component of the get, is actually about specializing it to this unhappy couple, then maybe, right, the person who's writing, as long as he is being told, right, of the unhappiness thereof, as long as that katan has read Anna Karenina, that might be good enough, right? So Tolson says, if the katan, Katan is being read Anna Karenina, then he could do it, right? Okay? What does the Rashba say? By the way, the Ramban says you definitely need shlichus. You need shlichus big time. Okay. Let's look at the Rashba. The Rashba says, too far down. All right. Rabbeinu Arav Zal tirates. Shekol davar she'efshar la'asos la'yedei shliach, hevi amida agabav kavanas ha'ose umidin shlichos. He says that as long as something can be done through shlichos, having a gadol really be sitting on his jugular counts at that the katan is the shliach of the gadol who's sitting on top of him. Aval davar she'efshar la'asos la'yedei shliach, af amida das agabav lomal v'lomorid. A katan can't do chalitza because you can't do chalitza through shlichos, and therefore the bendas can't provide the das aide shlichos. It's like Zesha Omer al Gabav is like the katan is the shliach of the gadol. The taima the shchita the lomahani amidas gadol al gabav the bal kavan b'shchita l'fishah kol talu b'das hashochi the ilu shacha beimah skaver shlomidas talu kshera avu b'shalom eskavin l'klau bal beimah amok al hader talu b'das hashochi. Says when it comes to das, the katan doesn't have das, but the katan can be the shliach of the guy who's providing das. Okay? Meaning you could have one guy give the das, and the katan is the shliach for the writing component. Meaning that the katan and the gadol are basically working together. According to Tosos, the katan is doing it, and the gadol is just making sure he does it right. He's telling him, don't forget Anna Karenina, don't forget Anna Karenina, right? The Rashba is saying, B'shem the Ramban, who also, by the way, thinks you need shlichos, unlike Tosfos, says you could do shlichos, and therefore you can basically have the das be provided by the gadol zomid agabav. Okay? Now, the only way I think that can really work out is if you say something like this, right? Because you can be megareish alidei shliach, you can close the get alidei shliach, the gadol omid al gabav is actually providing the component of he's actually starting the gerushin. He's the shliach of the baal to start the gerushin, right? And he's using a katan to do that. But he is investing within the process of writing the get the fact that it's being megareish. Because he's a shliach to be megarish, right? Because he's a shliach to write this get. Okay? So the katan essentially is, since you can have shliach, right? Since migu, that you can do shlichos, the gadol can use the katan to write the get. Meaning the actual physical writing is distinct from the using this writing to create the beginning of gerushin. Now, if it's all about giving an extra, you know, legal status, that is part and parcel of the physical act of writing. That's the whole point, right? You write it lishma to make it something more than the words. If it's about gerushin, then you can have gerushin al yedei shlichus. Yeah, Shin.
Wait, but maybe can't you argue that like? I still think of the other side, like the legal side, is still there's still a kasha there, right? Because how could you, like it doesn't really make sense. I don't know that it would lend its legal status if you say like there's no shlichut, like, but like, why can't you just say that what gives it sort of the legal status is not actually the writing, but just like the chasima and sort of like. And no, if you have sort of like.
Chasima is a separate question, right? According to Rabbi Meir, there's no Edim at all who are being chosen.
Right? So I just don't really understand how you can explain that if you say that there's no shlichut, like how is there like these like legal properties? Like how can
a cut them?
So there's still a shayla. Why can't you answer that it's not about the writing at all?
Here, I put the Rashba over here. But the actual case over here, right, we're actually in a big question. Big question.
Why can't you just say it's not about, like, the writing at all? Like, maybe it's about, like, something else that, like, that lends its, like, significance. Maybe a chasima, maybe something else. I don't really know, but, like...
No, because the whole point of the ksiva needs to be lishma, right? The whole sugya is ksivas get lishma. The ksiva has to be lishma, because... Lishma, right? If the ksiva lishma is to do that, is to create the legal status from the piece of paper, that would have to be part of the actual ksiva, I think. Right? What you would be able to answer, I think, is something in terms of omid al gabav. You can maybe say that actually omid al gabav is, you know, because you're going to have problems with other sigyos, but omid al gabav is like the kid is not his tuppet. You know, there's like a marionette thing going on, and it's really the gadol did it. That would be a chiddush in the dinim of gadol omid al gabav.
Well, actually, Meir had an interesting chop that, like, maybe you could view it like the opposite way, in that you're not. It's that you're sort of training. You're training the katan like so much that, like, now, like, when a katan does it, like, he's doing it kind of independently, not like as a shaliach, but like with like. Proper das because he's been trained so well by this like omid al gabav.
Yeah, so that work, and that's what Tosos is going for, right? But I think you can still only say that to the extent of saying, and therefore he's mischaven for him and her and the Anna Karenina stuff, right?
You're saying because
meaning in order to create a chalois, you need to be a gadol, right? You need to be a bardas.
Fine, fine. Okay.
Obviously, because if it's a legal status, then pashas, you need to fit the legal requirements.
Okay, got it.
Right? You need halachic das. You need legal das in order to create legal status. If it's about practical, right, status or about actually performing the beginning of the gerushin, those I can, you know, I could potentially be more flexible.
Okay, got it.
So I agree with what Meir says, but I think you can take that only as far as, you know, making it as this one, but not, and say, and now the Katan himself is writing at L'shemish, L'shem, you know, him and her and L'shem Gittin, but not to say that it would legally be considered that.
Got it.
Okay. Okay, yeah, it's fine. So we'll start wrapping up. And last one, and finally, right, we're just going back to the Tosas that just says it inside about shlichos, right? Omeri, the chos of the kavim yesh lefso. Why? Inan sheyomar lesofar lechtov leitim chasamu mashma dvay shlichos. So right, Tosas says, oh, I think you actually do need shlichos in order to write again, which the Rashba, right, said you definitely do, and the Ri seems to say you don't. And then at the end, right, Tosas says, actually, I think that you do. Okay? Okay. So let's just, we'll just write like a simpler tree here. But ultimately, right, what have we seen? We've seen that, let's open up my, yeah, okay, good. Right? You can either see it as a formal legal entity, right? Similar to writing a Sefer Torah, you're creating a legal entity out of a text. Or, you're making like a contract, right, out of a piece of paper. On the other hand, creating a get, you're creating a get or a divorce bichdav, right? You're creating gerushin in a piece of paper, but fundamentally you're actually already, so you're creating gerushin in a piece of paper, and that can break up into two different ways. Either writing the get is already the beginning of the gerushin process, or because every unhappy marriage is unique, right, and the Tolstoy principle, therefore you need a unique terminator to terminate the ishos. But importantly, the gerushin hasn't started happening yet. Okay? That's a very important component. The gerushin hasn't actually begun. And because the gerushin hasn't begun yet, you have a bunch of nafkaminas. Okay. So, right, what were our nafkaminas? Nafkamina number one. Was writing a get based on shlichos and the das of a katan, right? Can you do that? So the Rashba said you could split between the kid who's doing the writing and the adult who's providing the lishma, right? Because the adult is, as through shlichos, can actually start the gerushin independent of the text which is being written by the kid, right? Or the adult is having the kid as a shliach. But they're together, they're performing gerushin, right? And the lishma is in the tchilas gerushin by the gadol, but the writing is just there, aide the kata. Number one. Number two, bittel. Can you move apple again? If the get is the beginning of gerushin, I'd say yes, right? The gadol, we're mevatel, sorry, the get. Memela, there's no more gerushin that's been started. You want to start again, you have to start from the very beginning, which is writing a new get. And finally, you would definitely need shlichos, right? Because you can't go and divorce someone else's wife. So clearly, you would need shlichos in order to write a get. And last but not least, you obviously couldn't write a get before you actually had ishos, because, right, that would be totally minutak from anything. Okay. On the other hand, we saw some of the Baal Yetosos think because every marriage is unique, you need a specific get that's unique to that ishus. But the gerushin process hasn't started. So the maisa is not fulfilled until you actually give the get, and therefore you could be mevatel the actual get, right? But otherwise, the get is a maisa in and of itself, right? If you think that at the get, it's already a maisa, the havamina of tosos, and what other tosos seem to think, then you might say that it's actually, no, it's about the extra physical properties of the get. Number two, right, Tosan Chavbet says that a gadol tells the katan to do it for the two of them, and that's good enough. Why is that good enough? So if we think that fundamentally, we need the get to be written calibrated for their ishus. As long as the katan really thinks that, as Meir was pointing out, if you train him well enough, he'll think it, right? So it won't necessarily have legal standing, but it will have practical standing. Now, what about a preemptive get, right? Before that, let's do shlichos, just go in order, right? Shlichos also says you might not need shlichos, right? In order to create a sefer Torah, you don't need shlichos, and in order to create the Tolstoy principle, you may or may not. What do you really need? You need details, right? You need to open up the gossip column of the newspaper and read about, you know, whatever gossipy things they're saying about how their marriage is falling apart. As long as you know that she's omed legerushin, so you need the husband to inform you that he wants to be megarish, but you don't actually need shlichos because you just need to calibrate it. You don't actually need shlichos in order to do anything. You're not doing anything yet. The husband does everything when he actually gives her the get. And last but not least, you might be able to preemptively write a get before the ishos because you know who it's going to be for. Okay? Especially if it's a legal entity, that really works best here. It doesn't really work so well over here. Okay? Now, and bring that back to the Ritva, if you write a tnai into the get itself, right, what do you not have? You definitely don't have the beginning of Gerushin. So if you hold like the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ramban, then, and the Ramban, if writing the get is already part and parcel of the Gerushin process, you're already on stage one or stage two of Gerushin, right? You can only do that if you actually mean to do that, right? And therefore, if you write it tonight into the get, there's no lishma. Okay, it's not a krisis being a veleka problem, it's a lishma problem. Okay, okay. Now, next year, I put up Makoros 16 and a half. Sorry for adding that in. We're going to look at Rav Aaron's shir on the Shema. One is we're going to note the way he approached the sugya, how it differed from ours. Just it's going to be mostly like a methodology shir. And we're going to also try to show how a lot of these, how these ideas can help answer a lot of questions that he raises there. Okay, so we're going to analyze the methodology, and then I think we're going to try to use these to answer a lot of the questions that he raises in that shir. So I put the article on the Google Drive, and looking forward to seeing you guys Wednesday. Shkoach.